Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Going to give you some insight into how my crazy mind works from time to time. Obviously, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have a political show over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio, Channel 124. And I'm looking forward to y'all listening to that tonight, because obviously that's where I do my non-sports stuff, primarily my politics stuff, because I've always had a passion for it. Am I aficionado on it? Hell no. But I'm somebody that's followed it since I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to watch the likes of Ted Koppel to Peter Jennings to Tim Russert on Meet the Press and all of this other stuff. So I used to watch that stuff. And that's just the way that I roll, okay? But I'm bringing all of that up because there's a little twist that's going to come into today's show. I'll get into George Pickens and him potentially being franchised by the Dallas Cowboys. I'll get into LeBron James and Luka Doncic coming up short against the Orlando Magic last night. I'll get into all of that stuff in terms of what it means and how the power structure exists within the NBA's Eastern and Western Conference. I'll get into all of that. But the reason I'm going to start where I'm starting, and I brought up my political show, is because last night at the State of the Union address in the United States, in the U.S. Capitol, President Trump was speaking, and he decided to give a Medal of Freedom award, an honor rather, to Mr. Connor Hellebuyck, the goalie for Team USA. That was nothing short of spectacular in the gold medal game against Canada. He stopped 41 shots out of 42, and even though Canada outshot the Americans 42-28, his .976 save percentage in the final just basically proved that without him, the U.S. likely doesn't win the gold. And we're not celebrating Team USA the way that we are at this particular moment in time. He finished with a 1.18 goals against average and a .956 save percentage in the tournament, saving 131 of 137 shots. This is the National Hockey League's reigning league MVP. A three-time trophy winner for the NHL's Top Goalie Award, including the last two such awards. This is the same guy that played in the Four Nations face-off last year, but was maligned because they lost the title game, and that conjured up some past criticisms from his NHL career, claiming he doesn't play his best when the pressure is turned up in the playoffs, but he overcame that. And obviously, it all culminated in a gold medal, or at least one would think, but then he shows up to the Capitol last night, and he's awarded with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And President Trump highlighted how he wouldn't have given it to him if any of the players had stood up and questioned whether or not he deserved it. But every single player that showed up in attendance were of the mindset that he absolutely positively deserved it. And that's why he ended up getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I said, let me look it up to remind myself what the hell this award is for. Okay, because I'm sitting there saying, Presidential Medal of Freedom, wait a minute, how that happened? And obviously, for those of you who didn't know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor in the United States. It's awarded by the president to recognize exceptional contributions to the nation or to humanity. The medal honors individuals who have made extraordinary and lasting contributions in one or more of the following areas: national interest, culture and arts, science, medicine and technology, civil rights and social justice, humanitarian and global impact. Okay. And who can receive it? U.S. citizens and non-citizens. It's awarded at the president's discretion, often given to civilians, but military personnel can receive it if for non-combat contributions. Military officials get it for the Medal of Honor. This is the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Looking up further, I said, well, who the hell has won this award in the past? I want to know. And then I saw dudes like Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, Tiger Woods, Billie Jean King, Simone Biles, and others. And so let me not forget Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Jerry West, Bob Cousy. I already mentioned Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Anika Sorenstam, Gary Player, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, Lou Holtz, and I also I already mentioned Biles, Megan Rapinoe, Lionel Messi, Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, Dan Gable, wrestling, and of course, Jesse Owens as well. So there's been a plethora of sports stars who have given it. I don't want to sit up there and ask a question to make it something debatable as to whether or not Hellebuyck deserved it, but I still wanted to know how everybody felt about it. I think he deserves it because I think anytime the USA brings home gold, you know what? We need to celebrate that. We don't celebrate runner-ups in this country, not too much. We don't even remember who's number two half the time. But when you're number one, when you win and you finish the deal and you bring home the gold, damn it, that matters. That matters. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma in Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. It's important to bring this up, and I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing it up. Because I think it highlights the importance of sports in our society, if not the world. Now, again, I don't get political on this show. Don't need to. I got a platform and a forum for that. Not just on SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124, but also on my YouTube channel as well. I got plenty of avenues to get into that stuff. But for the purposes of this sports show, I want to sit up there and I want to pose. I want to talk about something, and then I want to pose a question to the American public and folks in Canada, by the way, who, because this show extends there and SiriusXM crosses those borders up north and people in Canada listen to us too. When you think about something as prestigious as the Presidential Medal of Freedom, any issue at all with athletes receiving it, I don't have one. A matter of fact, I think it crystallizes the importance of sports. And regardless of what some may term, label, or question as it pertains to the president's agenda and all of this, since it definitely was given at his discretion, forget all of that for a second. Think about the bigger picture. And think about what sports does for us as a society and how it's needed now more than ever, because we've never been more divided than we've been, than we are at this particular moment in time, one could easily argue. And the division that takes place, the fact that in the world of sports, something could bring... You know, the world of sports actually is something that could bring us together. I think it's something that we should celebrate. I think it's something that we should take a moment, not just to pay homage to, but to rationalize and realize and absorb in a fashion that it's deserved. Because let me tell you something right now. I'm a perfect example of it, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to repeat. I don't know a damn thing about hockey. I know three things about hockey. It's played on ice. It's cold. So usually the brothers ain't too interested in that, which explains why only 3% of the NHL player populace is black. Number two, the puck is black. I know that. I know that. And number three, I thoroughly enjoyed it when the commissioner Gary Bettman, you know, blessed me with the opportunity to go to the Stanley Cup finals with him. Because let me tell you something. I saw the Florida Panthers win it both years, actually, and it was a sensational performance on their part. I absolutely loved it. I didn't realize the speed these brothers could skate their behinds off. They're rough riders. They get hit. They get checked all the time. They keep fighting. They keep going. And I love it. But I don't know a damn thing about hockey. But I knew I watched this game. And I saw Team USA win the gold. And I saw Jack Hughes do his thing. And I saw Hellebuyck do his thing. And I absolutely positively loved it. Can't get enough of it. Okay? 41 of 42 shots saved. Including one from behind his back. You know the magnitude of that game. It wasn't Miracle on Ice in 1980, but I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. At that particular moment in time, I was 13 years old. And guess what? I loved watching that. And that wasn't a gold medal game, but the Russians were the Russians. And they were rife with pro players. And they won four gold. They were four-time gold medalist champions. and they were playing against a Team USA that averaged 21 years of age. They were kids compared to those grown men. They had ringers on their squad, and we still beat them. We still beat them. And when you think about it from that standpoint, that level of pride, that intestinal fortitude, that patriotism, that about America, America, America. And when we say we're the greatest country in the world, damn it, you want validation from time to time. You want it bad. But a lot of times you're like, where we gonna get it? A lot more often than not in the sport of boxing, we're seeing champions. They ain't us. That's why we got to love the Terrence Crawfords and them Floyd Money Mayweathers of the world and the Mike Tysons of the world when he was fighting. And yes, knockout artist himself, Deontay Wilder, Andre Ward, Roy Jones Jr., all of these people. You know why? Because a lot more often than not, we ain't seeing champions. Let me not forget the Charlo brothers. I mean, I'm loving it. When you look at the UFC, and a whole bunch of Americans being champions for you. That's why we loved Conor. You know, I mean, you couldn't say, you know, we loved Conor McGregor, but then we wished he was American because that brother was box office. You look at tennis, we're the Americans. These are not the days of John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors. Where they at? We ask. That's why we love Serena Williams so much. And to a lesser degree, Venus Williams. And we root for any American on the come up because we want to celebrate us. Because of global resonance and what have you, you see football. I mean, football, that's our sport. Why you think people were overreacting to Bad Bunny being a halftime performer? Because you had some people in here that are like, what about America? What about America? And in an effort to globalize their brand, Jay-Z and the NFL did what they did, and damn it, 135 million people watched. Baseball, you've integrated the sport. You've extended it beyond our borders. Dominican, Brazil, Venezuela. The list goes on and on. You got Hispanics all over the place. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They are brothers and sisters too. But here's the deal. When you saw the Dodgers win the World Series championship, who's their star? Yeah, you got Mookie Betts on there. I got that. You got a few others, too, with Muncy and those boys. But they ain't Shohei Ohtani. They're not. You look at basketball. We talk about the great ones. Why you think Kevin Durant went off the other day? Kevin Durant sat up there and went off and talked about, hey, we smoked France. Y'all talk about us compared to the European players. You see Luka, you see Jokic playing in the All-Star game. What effort did they give you? Why y'all dogging us? And this is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, a two-time champion, a two-time NBA Finals MVP. What did he say? I don't like to talk around the USA versus European style of how you approach the game. All I hear is AAU destroying the game. The Euros do it right while the Americans do it wrong. It's a lot of bullshit with that. I can read between the lines on that. It's a shot at black players. Black Americans, we're controlling the sport. They're tired of us controlling the sport. France is coming for you? Really? We smacked them boys. That's Kevin Durant. Why would he feel compelled in the need to say that? Because there's an absence of pride emanating from America every single day as we speak when it comes to the greatness of Americans. And then Team USA brings home the gold. They handle their business. And then they show up to the U.S. Capitol. They ain't get political. They ain't take sides. They just showed respect to the United States government and the President of the United States by showing up when they were asked to do so, to celebrate them winning the gold and representing Team USA in prestigious fashion. And when that happened, it's a good thing because it reminds us somewhere along the way, we need to find time to celebrate us, because no matter how bad things can be, no matter how separate we can appear, no matter how divisive we can be and all of this other stuff, there's still stuff that brings us together. And you know what it is? Excellence. Winning. especially when it's directly up against other nations who only wish they were the USA. Something to be said about national pride. And I would like to tell you it's a damn shame that sports has to be the one that even for a moment is what brings us together. But then again, hasn't it always been that way? Hasn't it always been that way? Sports playing that role, sifting through all the nonsense and elevating itself a bunch above the mayhem and the chaos. That's what makes America special. That's what makes us who we are. Because other people, no matter what they say, no matter how great they think their nation is, they know they ain't us. And isn't it beautiful when we remind them, damn it, you ain't us. I don't know about y'all, but I loved it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. We'll get back to your phone calls and more in a minute. Plus, we're going to get into some NFL with George Pickens being franchised, with the Lakers losing, with power in the power rankings in the Eastern and the Western Conference of the NBA. Some baseball stuff to touch on as well. The list goes on and on and on. So stick around, you know, because that Scrubel, I got to talk about him. You either in or you out. World Baseball Classic, you either in or you out. You either in or you out. We're going to have a conversation about that too. All that and more coming up. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Don't go away.